The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the 14th episode of Lost Mine of Phandelver, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts.
Yay.
14,
yeah. Last episode, our characters, our party wrapped up their work in the Red Brand hideout. They left from there to rest and recuperate. Although that morning they stopped by the town hall to drop off the goblin that they encountered in the Red Brand hideout. His name was, I know it,
Droop.
Droop. Good old Droop. And dropped him off there for further interrogation. They did run into Sildar Hallwinter and the town master, who was a rather portly, pompous gentleman, if that's the right word for it, that insisted that the party take care of his issues, but Sildar basically brushed him off and indicated that the priority was finding Cragmaw Castle, and you discovered that that his contact here in Phandalin was none other than Iarno Albrecht. You kept your cards close to your chest and did not reveal that you encountered Iarno Albrecht in the Red Brand hideout, but later met up with him at the inn, the tavern where you were staying, and kind of did your own little interrogation of him, but then ultimately revealed that you had run into him, Albrecht, and he seemed dismayed about that, and you came to the conclusion, or you seemed to have come to the conclusion, that they were not in cahoots, I believe that was your
yeah. Sildar seemed honestly, genuinely dismayed by the prospect. Yep.
And you felt you discussed moving on and doing additional quests and whatnot that you have on your plate. In addition, you did some shopping. At least it was a large portion of the episode was a shopping episode, which is always a good time for David to watch. And that is where we left it. I believe when we left you guys, you were at the inn. This is just following your conversation with Sildar Hallwinter. You've had a long rest. They have interrogated. Droop, and while they weren't able to get a precise location of Cragmaw Castle, they did believe it was pretty much straight north from where you are, in within the woods, north of Tribor Trail. And that's shown on the map, kind of the layout of the forest relative to Phandalin. So what would you like to do?
Well, we have a side quest that would up a walk further along the Tribor Trail to Agatha's lair, I think, where we're supposed to get information about a spellbook, and then from there we could possibly go try to approach Cragmaw Castle from the flank or from the rear, perhaps.
Okay.
How does Craig that sound? How does that sound to people?
Yeah, and the castle is right in that middle of that blank spot, right?
Right. We don't know. We don't know where.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere in this area over here. Maybe here. Yeah.
Oops. I think
I was gonna say I would ping, but my pings are black.
My ping is red. Okay.
That was my stall.
I think Drew mentioned that the castle is from a trail from here. Is it? I remember. I mean, okay.
Yeah. So he kind of indicated that it is really pretty much straight north from here. Somewhere inside the woods.
And they did a good job to make sure the north he mentioned is the real north. So.
Yeah. They did. I guess that's called the Neverwinter Wood.
He knows north.
Good. I don't know how to count to four, but he knows north.
Well, I don't know that he knew the word north so much as he was able to
describe it empirically.
Describe where it was sufficiently where they figured out
it was north. All right. But yeah, it's good enough. So. Yeah. So what are our options, team? Or any?
Well, we have two side quests, the Banshee at Agatha's Lair and the family heirloom from the family that we rescued, or the wife and children that we rescued. And then the main quest is Cragmaw Castle. And Gundred Rockseeker? Gundar? Gundred?
Gundren.
Gundren. Rockseeker. So I think going to Agatha's Lair might be a good place to go.
Agatha's Lair? Okay.
I'm thinking other things. Can I go back to the shop pretty quick to buy a shield and a sling? Because I just realized I can wield a shield, and I think that would be for me. +2.
Bear in mind, let's see, with a shield.
Can you cast spells with a shield?
I do think so. The gesture, I have some.
You wouldn't be able to use your... you have a crossbow, right? No?
Yeah, I cannot use crossbow. Crossbow is... I want to buy a sling, too, that I dumped in the trash can.
A sling you need two hands for, technically. One to load and one to throw.
No, it's...
An automatic sling?
It's one-handed. It's not saying it's two-handed, right?
One could argue maybe you could...
Yes, something you rotate and then...
Yes, but you have to put the stone in the pocket.
I cannot...
I don't know how that... It used to be that druids didn't wear any armor with metal, but I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah.
Shields are wood anyway.
Well, yeah, you can use wood shield. Yeah, that's true. To think about that. Here's the problem. When you have a spell that requires both somatic and material components,
I have to know. All right, never mind.
You have to be able to make the gestures and use the components, the material. Yeah, okay. I knew there was a reason why spellcasters generally didn't, but I was.
Yeah, that makes sense. AC 17 is overrated. Let's go.
You're just trying to be as tanky as possible.
Yeah, that's good for a spellcaster, right? Despite I'm mostly be a bear for a D2 level. But as I remember, if we're going towards the Banshee, we can the other side quest is nearby, right?
This side quest was up by Neverwinter, east along the river and south into that black, east into the black area and south continuing in the black area.
Oh, I see. So it's
probably... Whereas we know how to get to Agatha's lair, and we can, and we have a ranger and a druid, so you both are good in the woods.
Mm.
So we should be able to get through the woods reasonably safely.
Well, then... Yeah, I don't have prayers. I think anyone can any two of the options can.
Lillian, Eagle Eye, any preferences?
Any preference?
No preference for me. I'm fine with the side quest thing.
Let's go then.
Cool. Lillian, you cool?
Yeah. Are you brave enough to?
Such an uncooperative group.
Bravery is in the other direction.
So regarding the thing at Agatha's Lair, there's a banshee that we're supposed to get information from about the location of a spell book, is that right? And return that to the priestess?
That's correct. And you were given a silver comb as a gift to give to the banshee.
Yeah. I still have the silver comb.
Yeah, you didn't sell that, did you?
No, I don't think so. Lillian? Is it?
It wasn't in my party inventory shopping list, so.
Yeah, who holds it?
I think you did.
Me? Really? Okay, let me check. I'm looking to bags to see if I have that.
Well, one of us has it. We didn't sell it.
We'll assume that you kept it. Right. And if it turns out you did get the gold from it, then I guess that's a bonus gold for you. Some bonus gold for you. Whatever.
So it should take us, how long will it take us to get up there, do we think, if we are?
It's a solid 2 day. Basically you'll be traveling for 2 full days. And you'll arrive at Conaberry probably at the tail end of the first day, and then head into Agatha's Lair. You could probably make it to Agatha's Lair early on the second day. Third day.
Okay. I was going to say that's fast to get 1 day from Fenland to Conaberry. Okay. Yeah. 2 days to get there. All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
So you go ahead and head out. Head out on the trail. You are already with Sildar, so he's aware of your leaving. And as you're leaving, he says, you know, just be careful. Keep your eyes open. Tribor Trail is a dangerous place, and you're headed even further down the trail. Than you have before, so keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
You head out. It's a bit of a dreary day to start out. So what I want somebody to do is one of you decide amongst yourself. Roll me a d20.
Ooh. This is not a perception roll. This is just a roll.
No, it is a straight d20.
Let's roll a d20 to decide. The lowest can roll the d20.
The lowest can roll the d20?
Yep.
That's a lot of rolling. Just because you... Oh, natural one.
Oh, I bring the natural one. I bet you roll real
d20. Okay, now roll the real d20.
I'm going to do that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. All
right. Okay, so... So the day goes by uneventful. You make good progress down the trail. Something about halfway to Conaberry.
Who has the best perception bonus?
Probably me.
Let me check for me. And by the way, before the end of night when we are resting, I want to do something. So.
Okay. Well. Yeah, you get to the end of your day, exhausted from the road, and you get ready to make camp. Now, did you want to do something, Sandler?
Yeah. First, to answer the question, my perception is +2. I don't know if that's higher or not, but I'll burn my all unused spell slot, which is 6 of them, and cast good berry for 6 times. So now I have 60 berries in my pocket.
And no spells overnight in case you need them.
Yeah, and no spell slot overnight, which is risky, but I'm going to do that.
It is risky. What was I going to ask?
Perception roll?
Not so much ask. So as far as perception rolls are concerned, your perception bonus, that only applies to active perception checks. So if you're in a situation and you say, I want to make a perception check, blah, 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 that's when that comes in. There's something also on the left-hand side below your stuff called passive perception. That's what I would use to determine whether or not you notice something along the way.
I'm at 10, the rest of you are at 12, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you have pretty poor passive perception. It all depends on, I mean, not poor, but because it's, do you notice something when it's, when things aren't, when you're not paying attention specifically. So that's not bad, at least for low-level characters. Pretty typical for low-level characters. All right, so you guys settle in for the night. Is there anything anybody else wants to do before you call it an evening?
Nope. Set watches.
Nope. Yeah, watches. Yeah.
Okay. You set up watches. What is the watch order going to be?
Can I be the first? No, I don't want to be the first one. Sorry.
I can be the first one, I guess, and I think I could do short rest as well without.
Oh, are you not?
No, he's a Harakocra.
Oh no, I'm not Harakocra. I'm wrong. Like,
the elves had the
meditation,
whatever it was called.
Yeah. Don't have that, right? I think so. I mean,
no, gnomes don't have that
feature.
I'll take second watch.
Okay,
I think so. I don't have that either anymore because I'm not a full elf.
You don't have that.
Lillian take third watch and Sans would take fourth watch. That way you get your spells back.
Yeah.
Quicker.
All I could do is just do the key points thing for short rest. Okay, makes sense.
Right. All right. Well, I'd like someone else to make a to roll a
d20. There is Bala, right? Before following
that. It's not me, right?
There you go. I did it for
all right.
Us.
There you go. Right.
17.
All right. Now somebody else, roll me a d12.
D12? Uh-huh. 12.
Whoa.
Oh boy.
Okay.
So 12 orcs come at us.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Okay. And now somebody else, roll me a d4.
Your turn.
I'm doing that.
All right.
And three. So the
evening passes on. You settle in for the night. Eagle Eye takes first watch. It is a quiet evening. The overcast dreariness seems to be dissipating, turning into a fairly clear night. At the end of your shift, you pass it off to Tankrin, who watches for his next shift with no event. Lillian is then roused to take third watch, and at some point during the watch, Alan. Lillian. You hear a rustle at the side of the road, a giant roar, and this gigantic beast comes crashing out of the underbrush at the side of the road. And you, no, you do not recognize it. You've never seen anything like it before. It looks like a bear, but it's got a face with a beak and almost looks like an owl. Which, if one were to combine those two words together, you might actually get an idea of what this is named.
Bear owl.
A bear. And it comes charging at you, and I would like you to roll initiative.
Please. Where are we on the map?
You are right about here.
We can't.
Oh.
Turn order. Do we need to click on our tokens to get?
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yes. Where are your tokens?
Are we all roll initiative or only Lillian?
Actually, to start out with, it will only be Lillian.
It's all right. I got this. My bravery will watch you die in your sleep.
Oh. You bravely run away like Sir Robin.
That's right. All right. We're going to end up with more stuff on the map than we should, but we'll get there eventually. I'll get rid of the stuff that doesn't need to be there.
I'm going to look for some coconuts first so I have the horse effect.
Yes.
You know what sucks is trying to use Apple control key,
Apple control keys on a Windows PC.
Windows PC. Yeah.
You can remap it if you want.
No, because
but they're functionally different though.
Because and that'll piss me off because I don't like Apple.
Keeps in touch with it.
Okay, I need to get rid of.
Hey, there are tokens.
No, the I think these are old tokens from the previous game.
Okay, there are your four tokens. Let me see if I can find a bug bear here. It's me.
Owl bear.
All right, you're right. Owl bear. Significantly different hit point.
Should we all just roll initiative anyway, or do you want just Lillian to roll it?
No, just I guess he mentioned that.
Yeah, go ahead and everybody roll initiative because presumably you'll all either end up awake or dead.
Slug your token.
Awake or dead, one or the other.
Hey, all right.
Hey, nice.
You know what I might do is I might just move you all to a random battle map.
I don't remember the tiebreaker, so who go first?
Dex modifier.
I'm plus two.
There's actually a mode where you can have it put a decimal place and then your dexterity, and that actually works to
break ties.
To order you correctly, but I haven't tried it with
Eli is a plus three mod, so he goes first.
Sure. You go first.
Well, he's asleep, so.
Well, yeah, he would go first.
We are all asleep, so.
Okay, now to move you guys over here.
Okay. Battle map.
Okay, so he's coming.
I see battle music going.
You guys are all kind of. Together here, I don't know, something like that, around a fire, presumably. And we'll call that good enough. Now, everybody, select your token. And have people rolled initiative yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did.
The rolls are in the chat.
All right, so I need to get rid of some of these old ones. And then this guy, little guy, needs to roll initiative.
Are you saying I didn't notice this giant bear until it was 10 feet from us?
what should I do, right? I can make my own decision.
Okay. All right, in descending order. All righty. So, unfortunately, Lillian, you do not get to go first.
Oh, my God. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, the owlbear comes charging out of the underbrush and comes at you with its beak and its claws, taking two attacks on you. The first attack is going to be a 27. Does that hit?
I wonder.
Lillian.
I'm going to do this. I can do this all through. Maybe I can't do this all through. I didn't do that one. Okay, so 11 points of damage on that first one.
Which one?
On the beak attack to Lillian. And then a 20 is also going to hit, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, and that's another 13 points of damage.
What?
Oh, wow. That's
24 total?
Oh, my God. That's 20 points damage. Yeah. That was two nasty hits. Yeah.
Okay. So did the rest of us hear that?
Everybody make the rest of you make perception checks to see if you wake up. That takes you down to 1 point of damage or one hit point, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's better than zero. You all hear the crashing of the underbrush and the ensuing scream from Lillian as this thing practically gores her during her watch. But on the upside, Lillian, it's your turn.
What? She's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, nice.
One hit point.
We have 60 berries. Don't worry.
But you can only eat them one at a time.
No, don't eat it. It's in my package. So,
oops, I don't know how the
get one at a time. Gain one, lose 24. You know,
no, survive, and I can feed you a ton of berries. Okay, I'm yelling at you in the game as a character.
Okay, so Lillian, what would you like to do?
Drink a healing potion.
Yeah, I also have cure wounds, which I think does about the same as a healing potion.
Oh, okay.
Because a healing potion is 2d4 plus 2. Two. Yeah, and then cure wounds is just a d8.
Plus 3, right?
Potions
plus your level, better. Right?
Potions better, yeah.
Wait, isn't it d8 plus 3? Plus
your level? It's d8 plus the spell slot you're using. I only have first level slot.
Then maybe...
Or my spellcasting ability modifier. What is that?
Charisma, probably. Or intelligence.
Yeah, it should... Your actual modifier is plus 0.
But let me just click it and see what happens. It'll probably tell me. 1d8, it doesn't have any pluses.
Okay, you don't have a modifier, if that's the case.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe.
Your spell modifier is plus 0.
Okay. Where do you see that?
Your attack modifier is plus 2.
Because when you hover onto the dice, it's not showing any plus.
Yeah, so, but what I'm saying is, where do you see where your spellcasting
modifier is? If you go to your spell tab, it'll show up at the top. It'll show modifier, spell attack.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I see it.
Rangers don't have really... powerful spell attacks and spells like a cleric you wasted that.
No.
And you're still showing green for
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the only reasonable thing to do here is to heal myself and then try and disengage, because I think I have the lowest AC of the group as well.
So if
not
you,
really.
If you,
you're the only one in armor. You're the only one in armor.
If you heal yourself, that's your action.
Yeah.
And that, and you don't have a, you don't have a bonus action to disengage. So if you were to want to disengage without getting an attack of opportunity, you would have to use that as your action, which means
you. Oh, you can disengage. Is disengaging? It requires an action, but is there any chance to fail?
No, no. You just disengage, and yeah, and
then that takes your action.
They don't get their attack of opportunity. I mean, they could come at you on their next round, and you know who knows. But
right,
I think I can tank it. Just run, run.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll just run.
Do you have control of your token?
I do. Yeah, and I can't remember what my speed was. 30. Yeah,
it is 30. Yeah. That was a bad beginning of this.
There you go.
Now it's lucky that she's still alive. So.
Yeah, true. Is that, and then that's probably about it, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I think I can cast Hunter's Mark as a.
Oh, that's a bonus action. Absolutely. Yeah,
bonus action.
That's good
Ranger.
but I'm trying to remember if I have to do that on some condition. Well, I. Do it. Well, I don't know why I cast it, because it just works.
Yeah, it does. It just does. It is a concentration spell. So if you were to get hit again, you would die. But
oh, really?
if you were to get hit again, you could potentially lose your 100 mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yep.
So yeah, that's the thing. All right. Well,
Tankren,
you are
up next.
All right. So can I attack this round?
Yes.
If I choose not,
you're going to use half your
movement to get up.
But you can attack this round. He was loud enough that you started right awake.
Okay, I'm going to attack with.
Range?
With my war pick.
Okay.
And I'm going to use one of my divine. I'm going to use my divine smite, assuming I hit. So let me see if I hit first. Whoops. Wrong window.
Does it hit?
16 will hit.
Nice.
All right, so I'm going to use the Divine Smite. So that deals an extra 2d8 damage.
Whoa.
Plus 1d8 for each spell slot higher than it's first level slot. So I can click on the war pick.
Yeah, you can click on the war pick first.
I clicked on it and rolled 20. I'll try. There we go. 10 piercing, and then I'm going to use the spell slot or the Divine Smite and do an extra 12 points, 22 total.
22. How does it look like?
Where'd it go? There it is.
What's that? Are you taking the token? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm putting it into it. This is an official token. So I can put his 325 hit points. I'm sorry, what was the total damage?
22.
Nice, solid hit.
And as a bonus action, I'm casting Shield of Faith on myself because I am unarmored and unshielded.
Are you unarmored? I thought you put on... armor last time we were in town.
Not while I'm asleep, I'm not.
He just woke up.
Okay. Oh, so you're not even wearing your chainmail?
Not to sleep, no.
What? We're not wearing. Oh.
Yeah, you don't sleep in armor. That's one of those little nasty little gotchas that people seem to forget.
So I'm done now after casting the Shield of Faith.
So you burn two spell slots, right?
Yep, one left.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Okay, then that's your turn then, Sandswood. It is your turn.
Doesn't an ego... Shouldn't it be Eagle Eye?
Did you guys decide that Eagle Eye was
first? He's got a plus three mod.
Okay. Yeah, we're always seeing, but she's...
Then Eagle Eye, you are up first.
Okay. Do I have my spear next to me? Can I do like a spear attack?
Sure. Presumably you sleep next to your weapons, assuming something like this might happen.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to do a spear attack, like a melee attack.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hit?
Ooh, that is not going to hit.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to use my bonus attack to do the talent thing, or should I just run away? I can't do run away right now because...
I assume you're moving up, you've moved up to engage him. Yeah. Like right there.
I would have moved to engage.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot to.
Should I do Flurry of Blows or should I just go for Talon Strike? I'm going to use one key point so that, like, if for not for Flurry of Blows, but for the other one. What is the other one? I forgot the name.
Patient Defense?
Yeah, the Patient Defense, yeah.
Okay. What's that?
That means he can take dodge as a bonus action on his turn.
So
actually, you don't have to use.
Can I use that?
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, you use it, and then any attack against you is at a disadvantage.
Okay. So let me do my attack first, and then let me see if it still stands. I'll use the key point to do the patient defense. So I'm going to use my bonus attack to do the unarmed strike.
Okay.
Do I have to use my key point before this one?
You either do patient defense. You only have one bonus action, so it's either going to be patient defense or it's going to be unarmed strike. Or you burn a key point, you do, flurry of blows or something like that. So all of those are bonus actions, and you only get one.
I see.
This round.
Yeah.
Right, per round.
Oh, as a bonus action. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again. So patient defense, you have to take dodge action as a bonus action on your turn. Okay, so I could spend it right now and then I can use it as a dodge action next time on your turn? I'm not really sure at this point.
I think if he wants to use it, he has to not take a bonus action.
Right, exactly.
And use it when the owlbear attacks.
Oh,
that would be a reaction. That would be a reaction. Okay. A bonus action, he has to declare on his turn.
Yep.
He's dodging.
So he has to, he has to say, I'm going to take patient defense. That way, any attacks against him, whether they come or not, are.
Okay. Yep.
So you don't know if you're going to get attacked. But you're taking the precaution.
Yep. And does it apply only for the next turn order, or like can it also apply?
It's just for the next turn.
Okay, makes sense. That's fine.
You are taking patient defense? Okay.
Yeah, I took patient defense and burned one key point on myself.
Okay, sounds good.
I see.
Alrighty. Sandswood.
Yeah, I'm using my first wild shape to become a brown bear.
Brown bear versus owl bear.
Brown bear is an AC 11, 33 HP things, which can do multi attack. So yep. I'm going to bite it.
Right. That'll hit.
That will hit with 9.
9 points of damage. Nice.
Is it still alive?
Oh, it is still alive. It is a very robust creature.
Is it still robust now?
It is.
Is it blooded? Is that the word?
Yeah. Bloodied? It is. Yes, it is bloodied. It is now bloody.
And then I'm use my claws to do my second attack.
And that will hit as well.
Nice, with a 16.
Wow. Good
grief.
Nice.
Whoa, it's a 2d6 plus 4, so it's the maximum damage.
Yeah, no kidding. That is max damage. Yeah, he's hurting pretty bad. He's still got some life left in him, but yeah.
Are we talking about the bear or me?
Yes. You have less life than you than the bear.
Don't make me throw towards you, okay? But yeah, okay, that's my turn.
All right. Very cool. Okay. Where did the bugbears? Oh, that's right.
Owlbear.
Or owlbear. Yeah, thank you. Because I changed. Because I changed things on. All right. So the owlbear goes next. And he's being being mauled by this bear in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm the bear here. you can't do that to me. And he's going to take a beak attack at you.
Okay.
A 24 hit?
Yeah. Mine is 11, so yeah.
That's 12 points of damage.
All right. Ouch.
And then he takes a claw attack at you, and he hits with an 18, and does an additional 14 points of damage.
All right.
Wow. Holy cow.
Is it? So did I do the math correct? Is it 18 and 12?
He did a total of 26 points of damage.
Okay, so I'm wrong. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Yeah, that would have done some serious damage to. Speaking of, Lillian is up next. You're watching after you got mauled. You watch your bear friend.
And what is the D&D equivalent condition of that bear with an owl's face that we will not call an owl bear because we don't know that's what it's called?
What is his condition?
Yeah. Is he bloodied still, or?
He's more than bloodied. He's not quite on the cusp of death, but relative to his overall hit points, he's about 4/5 dead. Let's put it that way.
Mm.
Okay.
Do it.
Because all the terms are just percentages, right? So.
Yeah, do it.
If you want to be precise, he's maybe 12/59 of his original health.
That's too
I'm feeling more vengeful than hurt than injured. So we're gonna shoot my bow at him.
Do it. All right.
And we're gonna miss.
That is not gonna hit. Oh,
you mean a 2 wasn't good enough?
You guys need multi attack here.
Well, the multi-attack is only with multiple enemies.
But later on, you will get multiple attacks.
Nice. If you survive.
Do you have any bonus action or movement you're going to do?
Yeah, we're going to do some movement. Bravely.
You cannot attack it. Come on. Okay.
Oh, no, I can. I have a longbow.
He can fire from 150 feet away without disadvantage. So.
Yeah, I can be pretty far.
I mean, granted, he'll be by himself when the other owlbear attacks, but
we can go one further, so we did.
All right, Tankrin.
Hit with the war pick. 7.
And you, in fact, will hit with the war pick.
Okay.
All right, 5 damage. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, he's looking rougher and rougher as we go. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, and Eagle Eye.
I'm just going to move away, so I just want to waste my key point, like even think I would
burn your key point and disengage. Okay.
Yeah. So no. Like I think if I'm going to move out, I think it's going to attack. But I have different situations, right?
You can use your action to disengage. You don't. Yeah. So you don't have to step of the wind to do it. You could. You could attack and then you burn a key point for step of the wind, and that would cause you to disengage.
So no, I don't want to disengage. If I'm going to move back, it would do like a.
Oh, you're going to allow him to take an attack of opportunity?
Yeah, because I have the defensive whatever the thing is, right?
Like, you're talking about patient defense?
Patient defense, right?
Yeah, patient defense only so that applies to. My Alexa went off. That applies to your round up until the top of your next turn.
I see.
Your patient defense was for everything that happened between your turns.
Okay. Then it's fine. I'm just going to do a spear attack, like a melee attack.
Okay. Well, that will hit.
Do I have to click on the spear?
Yeah, click on spear.
Yeah, click.
And you stab him with this tip of your spear, in a final pitiful squawk, as befits a bear who is actually an owl, he dies, flapping and fluttering to the ground.
No, nice.
Wow, that was rough.
Mm.
All right, feed Lillian all the good berries he needs.
Yeah, very good ones.
Well, I was second watch, right?
Yeah.
So I will still have.
No, third. You're third.
Third. Yes.
You can have a little rest now. So.
Okay, but I'd still get a short rest, right?
Yeah, you would get an equivalent of a short rest.
Now just eat those berries. I have 60 of them. 60.
Yeah, I mean that's fine too. But I'm trying to think. Short rests do they regen any spell slots?
No.
For some classes they do, but not for us.
Well, yeah, Wizard has something called Arcane Recovery, but yeah.
Sorcerers get theirs back.
Okay, that's fine then. I'll eat some of your good berries.
How many berries do you want?
Well, I mean, I could eat 24, 23. So why would I not?
Well, you...
23?
You didn't cure wound yourself?
No, I didn't. Okay. I literally just disengaged and fired my bow once, okay, and that was it.
Yeah, okay, 23 berries.
Yeah, give him 23.
No, 24 berries.
What? Oh. Okay.
I am one out of 25.
Okay. Yeah, give it to you. So now I have...
I will eat them until I am sick. And soon I'll be laying some of my good berries of my own.
They gotta have it. And one berry
corn, they don't really digest properly.
And by the way, do I know what this creature is? Knowledge or anything?
Go ahead and make a
knowledge nature. Oh, that doesn't exist.
Go ahead and call it a nature check.
Nature check, okay. 14.
Yeah, you've heard of owlbears before. You've never seen an owlbear before.
Owlbear. But
pretty obviously a bear with the face of an owl. So. It pretty much, yeah, I mean, hard to think of it as anything else. If you look at that picture, I mean, it's a bear, and it looks like an owl.
Owl bear. Okay. I'm just wondering, can I wild shape into it? So, okay, I'm checking the...
No, it is a large monstrosity. It is not considered a natural beast. Sorry.
And also, it's challenge 3. Okay.
It is a CR3 as well. That is true. Mm. So yeah, that would have been considered. So the challenge ratings are considered, you know, this would be a little bit of a challenge for an average party level for characters of third level, which is exactly what you are.
Mm.
And you just happen to roll one of the worst things on the random
monster table.
It's okay.
I just think if I can wild shape into it, I can do it. I can scare Lillian doing my fourth watch. But yeah, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's an important life goal.
All right, we go back to sleep.
Yep. So you're gonna. I assume you're gonna sleep in the next morning and try to get your full night's sleep, your full long rest in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the fourth shift, right?
Yeah, that's gonna mean you're gonna not quite be able to get to Canterbury as early as you otherwise would have, unless you really pushed it, unless you really traveled fast.
We can just rest a normal night here, make it to Canterbury, and then full rest there.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It's an option as well. You got all your hit points back, and Sandsword gets his
wild shape.
Gets his wild shape back, right? So
yeah, so we all click on short rest.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and do a short rest. And since you got your at least your two segments, so I'm not going to worry about exhaustion or anything like that, because that's pointless. But you just don't get your full long rest. Not that you've used much in the way of resources, so it's probably not going to impact you much. All right, so you complete the rest of the evening's rest, and you wake up the next morning and the sky is clear and the day looks a little brighter than the night did.
And do I have my spell slot back?
No, you did not take a long rest.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
I mean, I burned the spell before the night, right?
You did not take a long rest. You got interrupted in the middle of the night, so you did not take a long rest. You would have to burn an additional, I'd call it four additional hours, two additional shifts, to get a full long rest in. So you wouldn't make it to Canterbury at the end of the night.
I see. Can we do that?
What's that?
I mean, as a thing, can we do that to recover my spell slot? Or are we going to keep going?
Let's keep going because the chances, if we can make it to Canterbury, then we can sleep in town.
Yeah, I agree.
And be a lot safer.
Yeah.
Well, Canterbury is not exactly a town that you're going to find an inn in. It's actually a ruin.
Oh,
it's a ruin.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't mention that. This I think I mentioned at the time, but Canterbury is a ruined town along Tribor Trail.
Saying there will still be houses, and we won't have to pay to sleep in them.
But maybe it's occupied. If it's a ruin, if it's a house.
There will be at least, you know, yeah, the framework of houses.
Yeah.
Sort of houses.
Mm.
So.
Well, how about let's try moving.
Well, in that case, I think we should take a long rest then.
Yeah.
If we know that it's not a town.
It's not a town, yeah.
then we would probably make sure that we're fully rested here.
Yeah, it's more so it should be fine,
right? Okay. Yep. So you're gonna say that's fine. Okay, so I don't think it's gonna make a whole lot of difference because you could still make it to Agatha's lair on the following day.
Right. We just sleep short of Canterbury instead of in Canterbury.
All right. So
okay, take a long rest.
Then you get your full rest. Go ahead and do a long rest. The rest of the night is peaceful. You're not interrupted again. And you're up the next morning and you get moving as soon as you're fully rested and head out to continue your journey to Canterbury. I'd like someone else to make a D20 roll, please.
Who can do that? Do we run out of order here?
It doesn't really matter.
The 10 or 11. 10 and a half.
Yeah, you... I would take the first one in order. Okay. You continue on your way, you make it almost all the way to Canterbury, don't encounter any additional attacks or anything like that along the way, and you arrive at the end of a much brighter and nicer day than your previous day, and you make camp for the night. Is there anything you want to do before you go to bed?
I'm going to do the same things here.
You're going to burn all of your spell slots on.
I have 60 berries in my pocket.
Okay. So
I think holding back at least a couple for Produce Flame might be a smart idea.
Produce Flame does not cause any spell slots.
Is it a cantrip?
It's a cantrip, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I changed my mind. I just cast 4 of my level 1 spell slots. So I leave 2 level 2 spell slots.
All right. So you have, 20? Or no, 40?
40.
40.
40 good berries? All right. Yeah. So you now have your 40 good berries. We called the Sandswoods Trail Mix. And anybody else need to do anything for the evening?
No.
Okay. Are you going to use the same watch order?
Same watch order, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I need somebody to make me a D20 roll again.
Hey, I don't know. Is it bad or?
I need somebody else to make me a D12 roll.
Oh.
I got it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, that's hopefully a little less intimidating than the 12 that I rolled.
If it's a table, then we don't know, okay?
Somebody roll me a D8.
Oh, a D8. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, 8. There's 8 goblins coming. 8 kobolds coming at us.
Goblin is okay.
8. How do you? Oh, the D.
The DA. I thought it was a D4 for watch.
Yeah, and Bala. We should just default if there's conflicting roles.
Nice roll, Bala.
Nice roll. Dragon, I guess.
Did I unleash
8 giant crocodiles?
Yeah.
Don't wait. Except not so much. Somebody roll a D4 for me.
I rolled a D4, 3.
Oh, you did? A 3.
Okay, use that.
Lillian again.
Lillian, roll me a perception check.
Perception.
So as the night before, Eagle Eye and Tankrin's evening goes uneventfully. Let me find some of these guys.
I did one better than my passive perception.
All right. Let's see how that comes out. Okay. Yeah, you as your watch begins, you are hyper vigilant. you are not going to be taken by surprise as you were the night before.
Especially in a forest, which is my favorite land.
Oh, that's right. You have a
favorite terrain.
Yeah, well, you're not technically in the forest.
Okay, yeah. We're on the road by the forest.
Yeah, okay.
you can run away into the forest.
By that logic, I guess you're never really in the forest. You're on the pathway. You're not literally physically inside of that tree.
And throughout the night, at the beginning of your watch, you kind of seems like you this weird like mosquitoes buzzing kind of sound, and you're not sure where it's coming from. You can't quite place it, and then it gets a little bit loud. Okay, stupid copy paste. Okay, I hate this. And you're not sure where it's coming from, and you're like swatting at the air, trying to swat away whatever it is that's mosquitoes that are in the area. But you're not seeing any mosquitoes, which is really weird. And then they start getting louder and louder and louder, and you realize that it is not mosquitoes, but something much larger and much more bloodthirsty. And as you're looking around trying to figure out what it could possibly be, you look up and you see. Let me move this to the a bunch of, they look like these horrifying cross between bats, birds, and mosquitoes. They've got these crazy broad bat type wings that and these long piercing beaks that look perfect for just piercing and drawing blood out like a mosquito would do. And you see them before they arrive, and I will, and let's go ahead and roll initiative. But I'll give you a round to act before they get here.
Where you is just Lillian, right?
Just Lillian. And everybody else will wake up for their next turn.
All right. At least would not.
Wait, why?
Attack.
Collecting things.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
Why did you select your token, Sansword?
I cannot. No, I cannot. I cannot click on it. Oh, sorry.
Make sure you have the right tool.
Yeah.
I think you're leaving little pink squares.
Yeah, you're right. Should I roll again, John, or can I use that?
If you rolled without selecting your token, select your token and roll again.
Okay. Maybe count eight.
Because I'm too lazy
to type it in manually.
That's right.
Okay. And you have 10 to rolls. Okay.
Oh jeez!
I thought about having them all go as in one turn.
21.
I hate the idea of all the monsters going
at the same time, because it could really just wipe you out.
As if 10 Sturges on their own can't do it.
Sturges aren't all that. This won't be as bad as you think.
Okay.
It's your time to shine. You have a multi-target attack, right?
It's better than 10 owlbears.
Actually, frankly, it's better than one owlbear.
Something.
So a Sturge is CR 1/8. So 10 Sturges, that's not 1 1/4, but it's not 3.
All right, so
yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I want to do. So I can either back off and use my bow and allow you guys to once again very bravely be in the back. Or I can actually just run in and start slapping my swords around, because then I think I can actually do 3 attacks per round.
Oh, really?
Because I can do 2-weapon fighting and then also use Hordebreaker. And I'm trying to check if both are...
But are they in a melee range? Or like are they flying like way above?
I need to find effectively 2 that are within 5 feet of each other, which is not hard.
This is a good place for you to...
How about over here, where I'm not between 5 of them?
You're right. And also, I don't think you can go here. If you go here, you need to go through here and here.
Because effectively, if I take a path like this, right?
Yeah.
That is within my range. I'm within 2. I can hit both of them, one of them twice. I'm just trying to check. Once on each of your turns, when you make a weapon attack. Yeah. Just target is within the target. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to have these guys randomly select who they're going after.
But, like, I mean, they are flying, right? Like, I mean, they are in flight. Like, can we do melee attack?
You'll be able to do melee attacks. They are flying, but they are flying... They're flying basically at 5 feet off the ground. They're coming after you like mosquitoes would, and so you'll be able to make swats at them. And
okay.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna stick with my ranger tendencies and I can't select my token right because I have the wrong tool. There we go. And I will just move to the back while rousing everybody bravely. And then I'll use my bow on the front one, the one that's closest here.
All right. Okay. So go ahead and make an attack roll.
I hate to ask, but is there a penalty because they're small?
Well, 21.
They are tiny beasts, but I think that's factored in. I'm going to call that factored into their armor class. Okay. Yeah, that will hit.
Nice.
And then...
How much? 9?
9 points to
the air. And you take a shot at the first one, you knock him right out of the air.
Oh, nice.
And he's down. Is that all, or
then I'll use Hordebreaker to hit the one directly next to it here.
Okay.
Which is exactly the same. So I'll use the same bow. Well, I must use the same bow.
You're not dual wielding bows.
No, I am not.
Please don't do that.
Unfortunately, yeah, 12 will not hit.
Okay.
He's not General Grievous. He doesn't have forearms.
That's right. okay, so that finishes your pseudo surprise round, so the Sturges start their round. The first one is going to go after Eagle Eye. Whoop. I hate the now I'm moving Eagle Eye. There we go. He's going to go after Eagle Eye.
Yeah. No.
I assume a 9 will not hit.
Does Eagle Eye has armor on it?
But... Eagle Eye?
No, he has no armor.
He has no armor, so he has an AC.
But he's got dexterity. I'm pretty sure. 9 will not hit. Okay. Then the second Sturge is going after
these.
Who is 5? That would be that would be Sandswood.
All right.
I'm going based on your turn order.
Do it.
Sandswood, and he's going to attack you with a 7 will miss as well.
Nice.
Okay, and next up is going to go after 4 would be Tankrin. This is nice and evenly distributed.
Mm. Armor class is 11.
A 19?
19.
Yeah, all right.
He hits with a 19. He does 5 piercing damage.
All right.
And he is now attached to you. And he begins to suck your blood out of your body. But for right now, that's where you're at. It doesn't do any additional damage this turn, but you imagine that won't be the case if he stays there long. And the next, before Eagle Eye's turn, that one is going to go after Sandswood.
Again, okay. Where can he come?
He's going to come right here. And he's going to attack you.
Trying 13.
What's your
AC?
Your AC with, I think that you have a +2
dex. Yeah, I have a +2 because of the armor. Let me remove it.
You have 10 base armor of 10 +2 dexterity.
The 13 will hit. That does 14 points of damage. Four points of damage. I was reading. It does a double roll, and the 13 next to it was a 14, and I read that wrong. Anyway, 4 points of damage. 4 points of damage, and again, it is attached to you, and it is going to start drinking your blood. Now, that is all of the early guys. Eagle Eye, you are up.
By the way, it's attacking me, so the position should not be there, right? Because
you're correct. That should be Sandswood, and I'm going to put it right here because it's actually on you.
Okay. So that means if I move, it moves, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Might actually put it like right on the periphery of you, so I can put multiple ones on there. But yeah. Okay. So Eagle Eye.
I'm just going to use my spear.
Okay.
And do the attack one right next to me.
Oh. Unfortunately, a 7 will hit.
I'm going to use my bonus action to do the talent attack.
Okay.
Now, if the bird can't handle some mosquitoes, we got a problem.
Yeah.
A 24 will most definitely hit, and a 7 will kill it outright. Okay. You just swat him out of the air. Your claw just like completely rips its wings off of its body, and he bounces off the ground dead. All right.
I can move right now, right?
I'm gonna say you're not quite. So the one that I'm gonna say the one that's attached to Eagle or Sandswood can't do an attack of opportunity. I'm gonna say the other one's a little more than 5 feet away from you. So I'm gonna say. Yes, sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna go back. I think I can move 35 feet or something.
Yeah, I think your movement is 35 feet.
Right next to Lillian, then.
Okay.
Okay. Oops. I need to press
control. Also bravely running away.
Yeah.
It's not running away. It's tactically positioning.
Advancing to the rear.
It sounds like my government losing mainland. Okay.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah. I just wanted to. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. All right. The next one. Next Sturge is going to go after. Actually, that's going to go after Eagle Eye. Let's see, 10, 20. I guess, where did he start from? Yeah, he can get up to you. They've got a pretty good fly speed.
He's got the best armor class of all of us.
Yeah, thank goodness for Monk.
You don't need our armor.
I'm actually good, too, because I was awake.
That's true.
That's true. You are wearing an armor.
Oh, and he hit natural 20. Fortunately, they don't do a ton of damage, so that's a total of 8 points of damage.
Okay.
But he is now attached and blinking your blood. All right, next one is... Oops. Let's move on to the next one. He is going to go after... I'm doing this completely wrong. That one's going to go after Lillian.
I agree. You're doing it wrong.
Okay. And going to make his piercing attack. Does a 12 hit?
I think the 12 hit, no.
Okay. He's not able to get through your armor. The stinger bounces off. And three is going to go after Tankrin.
Okay.
Wow, these guys are being nice and evenly distributing themselves. That's very kind of them. They just don't want to overwhelm you.
Just for reference, the one that attacked Tankrin is also attached. You may want to move it just for...
Yeah, so clarity. We know the opportunity.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You know the difference between them. Yeah. Okay, and that's a 9, which I assume misses.
Yeah, miss.
Unless you have a negative dexterity bonus. Mm-hmm. All right, great. And that is their turn. Tankrin, you're up.
So how can I attack? What can I use to attack the one that's attached to me?
As far as I'm concerned, you could hit with your pick. As far as your axe or pickaxe or pickaxe. I don't. You know,
12.
12. Duh. Unfortunately, that does not hit.
Oh my god.
You know what? Since he's attached to you.
And not buzzing around.
I'm going to say you have an advantage.
Oh, nice.
If they're attached to you, you've got advantage.
Nice.
All right, let me hit.
Because that makes sense, right?
Yeah. If they're attached to yourself, that makes
11.
Sense. Yeah, it's worse.
You're not going to hit.
You're lucky it's not hitting you.
Do you have anything else you want to do?
Using warping
type scream going, get it off me.
All right.
Oh, that's it?
Yes, that's it. Actually, hold on. I'm going to cast... Oh, no, that's an action. Never mind.
Okay. Then you're done? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So all right, I'm assuming I will not have advantage if I attack the one attached to Tankrin.
No.
Okay. Which seems reasonable.
I'll give you an advantage at attacking Tankrin.
Why? So you're saying if I get here in between Sandswood and Tankrin, I can hit both of them with advantage?
What? Stop doing that.
With your horde break. Horde breaker? What is that?
Yeah. No, I'm going to move here between... Without leaving the radius of this dude.
Right.
I want to get between... how do I do it? Alt? There we go. Get between Tankrin and that... That way I can... I'll just do it in rapid succession, but... Two weapon fighting, so I'm going to strike this one above me.
That'll hit.
Twice, which I guess might not matter, but it might.
Is this the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the one above this one.
Okay. Roll damage for the first one.
Yep.
That'll kill it.
Okay.
And the second attack is against who?
So the second attack wouldn't go anywhere then, because it has to be on the same target.
You can move between allies with no disadvantage, and you can split your movement. So even though you already moved, you can move and do your second attack.
Yeah, I can for Hordebreaker, but I can't for two weapon fighting.
No, I don't.
Maybe not. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure you can, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
So yeah, so if you want to attack something else, in fact, I think most of the Sturge all the way at the top is probably not in your range, but almost everything else.
So I'll just move over here to this side of Tankrin and then hit and then both of those. So I'll just roll again.
I don't mind taking the 24.
Okay.
So
I roll a six,
which one are you tagging with the 24?
Yeah, if you're fine with the 24, that's what I would have taken. I was just rolling again.
Yeah,
and then that one would not get the damage bonus because that's from two weapon fighting. So,
is this the one that's on Tankrin?
Yes, the one on Tankrin.
Okay,
so it would only take 3 points of damage.
It's still dead.
Okay. Whoa. And then I will use Hordebreaker.
You even feel doing 3 points of damage that you kind of did more than you needed to.
Okay.
All right.
So then I have to, with the same sword, attack another enemy within 5 feet.
And that will hit.
And then that one gets all the bonuses of 4, and it's dead too.
4 points of damage, and it's dead too.
Okay.
I told you that 10 weren't as bad as one owl bear. So is that your turn?
It is my turn. Yes.
All right. Okay. So the last one. One additional one. He's gonna go after Tankrin.
All right.
So he was thinking his buddy has gotten a taste of him, and he think it's a good idea to go after. The one his buddy was drinking. 16 will hit.
Yep.
And it's 7 piercing damage. And again, it's attached. That was they're actually making pretty decent damage rolls. But,
okay.
In fact, that was max damage.
D6 plus 1?
No, it's 4 plus 3.
D4 plus 3? Jesus.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
That's actually a pretty high base damage.
Yeah, and for a CR 1/8.
Yeah.
I mean, two hits will take out a first level character.
Yeah.
True. That's true. All right. That is its turn. Sandswood.
Okay. Brown bear again.
What are you attacking?
Why?
You're becoming a brown bear. Okay.
Multi attack. I have multi attack. First I'll try using my claws to attack the one attached on me.
Okay.
It's more makes sense than biting it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's a claws.
Unfortunately, that will miss. Critically miss, in fact.
But I have an advantage, right?
Because it's attached to you, you do. But the 10 is your advantage roll, which still misses.
Okay. Then I try bite it without biting biting myself. I'm just nicely bited. It's a 15.
15. It's a good thing you have advantage, because if you had critically failed, I would have actually had you claw or bite yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and do damage, which I'm sure just kills it.
Okay, 11.
Way kills it.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
much.
Okay. All right. And the last Sturge, who is not engaged in one yet, is going to go after Lillian. And it's going to...
I feel like it should know better. I just killed four of its friends.
And I believe an 8 will miss.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And then it's the top of the order, which is the one that's attacking you, Sandswood, the one that did not hit last time.
Okay.
It is going to...
Tag me again, or...
Pokey face thing. A 9, I assume, misses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that completely misses. And Eagle Eye, it's your turn.
Hey, guys. I'm just going to do the spear attack to the one. Can I do it? Like, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll let you use a spear attack. Poke at yourself with advantage because it's attached.
Don't fail.
I think I did a dot by mistake.
Yeah, that's dart. That's, yeah. Do that again.
I'm just gonna do a spear. Yeah.
Actually, do it twice. Oh, there, never mind. Do it once.
It won't make a difference.
Won't make a difference. Yeah. I mean, he could crit, but what?
But what's the point? Yeah. Roll damage. Is it
one damage? Okay.
He has plus 5 on the damage, right? Like. There's literally no way to fail this.
Yeah, right.
Shake it off.
He's plus 3 on damage.
Oh, yeah. Plus 3, yeah. Either way, there's no way to fail this.
His min damage is twice as much as he needs to kill it, so.
I'm going to move.
Okay.
Right next to Tankman.
Yeah, the next one is...
I'm going to do the Talon attack to that one.
Oh, yeah, that's Tankman. Yeah.
This one?
No. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss. All right. Do you have any other bonus action you're going to use? Oh, that was your bonus action.
Yeah.
That's my bonus action. Okay. And, I assume that ends your turn?
Yep.
Okay, Tankrin.
Hit the one on myself.
Yeah, you get anything else you want to do?
No.
Okay, Lillian, let's just clean up now.
Let's emit our fearsome half-elf war cry.
Run away! Run away!
And then I will do the same as before. So
and this
which one are you attacking?
The one above.
The one above. Okay. So first.
This one was the one attacking me. So that one. Okay. On the right.
First one.
First one misses, and second, this one would get not the damage bonus. And
unfortunately, that one misses as well.
And then the same weapon against a different creature, right? So then we'll. This one will be on the one above me.
Okay. It's a horde breaker.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just making sure I didn't have to land a hit.
Okay. All right. That would do it. That's the one up above you, right?
Yep.
Because it has to be a different target.
Has to be a different target.
All right. Now I get why you're doing all the movement and getting yourself in the range of multiple targets. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that killed the one that was up next. So Sandswood, you are up.
As the bear. Let's
see if you can take care of this
Yeah.
last little annoying guy.
Yeah, they are really annoying. I'll try using my claws first. I don't really want to
battle kill them.
Yeah.
All right. And that's...
that's berry time.
How? Yeah, you got... That was more distributed damage.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, berries. I like this distribution because I took none. I'm going right back to bed. Now that the bugs are taken care of, good night. My watch is over.
All right.
I need 12 of them.
If anyone take my watch, can I recover my spell slot? Or
not really.
Okay.
You're gonna have to do the same thing you did. Basically, combat kind of resets the long rest period.
Oh, I see.
And I'm gonna, you know, so again, it's gonna be, you're gonna have to burn another 4 hours into the next day. I'm just being generous and assuming that it occurred at the beginning of Lillian's watch. So so I'm gonna give you Lillian's watch period as well. So if you tack a couple of watches onto the end there, and you get started late in the day, just like you did the day before, you'll still get to Canterbury fairly early in the day, and you'll be able to make it to where you're going. The heck's their name?
Agatha's Lair.
Agatha's Lair. That's the word. Couldn't get to the page in time.
Okay. All right, I understand. Let me distribute the berry first. So 12 to Tankern, and I'm going to use 4. And is anyone else hurting?
Nope.
Okay, 8 more. So 12, 4, 24. I have 16 left. Okay. And fully recovered without using hit dice.
Yes. We vanished off the trail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really need for that. Also, it makes you look like gigantic, giant thing, titans. What?
All right. So without.
All right. So you sleep in late. You complete your long rest. Go ahead and give yourself a long rest. Yeah. Which resets everything, including your hit points.
Yeah.
So you head out the next day. Where is it?
Okay. I don't need to spend berries, right?
I mean, the berries only last one day, right?
Yeah, only 24 hours. So before the day ends, it is expired. Yeah.
So you're just using your remaining spell slots at the end of the day too.
Mm.
Which
right, to a certain degree, spell slots.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So you head out the next morning. It isn't long before you late the next morning. It isn't long before you arrive at Canterbury. Canterbury is an old small town that was sacked by barbarians, as the story has it, many years ago, and now it's just ruins. All the houses are burnt out, and there's nothing much left of the town. Triborg Trail runs straight through the town, almost like it wasn't there. But the husks of the building provide for an easy landmark. There is an old trail that leads northwest to the northwest of town, out of town, toward the Neverwinter Wood, and that is the direction you were indicated, that was indicated to you to go to my sister. My sister, what's her name? Oh, I had it right on the tip of my tongue. Gorilla. by Sister Garone, is the path to get to Agatha's lair.
She also gave us something, right?
Silver comb.
And we did not sell it, right?
No, we did not.
I think we decided we did not sell
it. Yeah. I don't know where we hold who we hold it, but yeah, we did not sell it.
It's a good thing it wasn't me.
As long as you still have it.
I definitely never put it in my inventory, but I think that's just in the comment.
Yeah, I think we never actually recorded it.
Okay.
We should probably be a little bit more strict about who has what.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Mm. Like, I still have my Jade Frog in my inventory, so.
Yeah. I sold, like, everything I was carrying before, except for the Red Brand's robe, cloak, which I still have.
Nice. You can wear it and trick.
Seems a little bit pointless now, but, you know, I'll keep it. A reminder of all the people glory. I killed.
Yeah. And the blood on it, right? You cannot wash it at all, so.
There was no blood on it. It was clean, hanging on the wall.
Okay.
I took it, wore it, and it led to some.
You don't know if it has any liquid from drip, right? So
liquid from drip. It droop.
No,
and I'm not sure what liquid he had.
No, we don't know. Okay, yeah, it's clean, as you say. But I can make it smell nicer if you want to. So we are at Coneyberry now, right?
You are.
And
we have directions to get to Agatha's lair.
Yeah, you said it's a ruined, and does it has any?
Yeah, there. As I said before, there's an old path that leads northwest into the Neverwinter Woods. And this is the direction that you were given by Sister Gorella, which is the path to Agatha's lair.
And it's a ruin, so it must have some foundation of...
There are burnt out huts of buildings. There's a foundation of what was probably an inn at some point. But most of the houses were... just freestanding houses that had little in the way of foundation.
Well, given that Sandswood is commonly searching graves for valuables, I assume that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I want to do that.
or producing flame to try to burn down the ruins.
Yeah, it's like, also, is there any wood left around?
No, as a wrecker, I only burn corpse and clothes.
Correct. You only actually burned corpse and clothes, and you tried to burn everything in every room.
and as it happens, when you woke up this day, it was very overcast and kind of a dreary day. And as you're standing there wondering if Sandswood is going to burn down what little remains of these creatures, light rain begins to fall.
I tried to cast produce flame in my hand. Does it success?
You can create flame. You can cast the spell. That doesn't impact your ability to produce.
Okay. Yeah, I tried it.
Sizzle a little bit with the rain as it impacts it. But
okay, so I still have some flames in my hand. It's a cantrip. I can do it. In my head, and I just shake it off.
I like to search the town for any
I agree.
Any valuables or left behind goods of any interest?
Yeah,
give me a perception check. Okay, you don't really find much of anything. It's looks like it was thoroughly thoroughly ransacked and destroyed. There's enough. You figure there's enough traffic through this town that maybe anything that might have been left behind is picked over. There's, you know, rags, you know, of old clothing and things like that that have deteriorated over the, you know, just the tatters that are left behind, but nothing of value.
Okay. So we can move on. We know that according to Sister, whose name will not be spoken.
What?
Because I don't remember it.
She has a nose or something? No, I'm kidding.
We can just move on towards the... Is it... Was this... We're looking for a family heirloom, but this isn't the family's house, right?
This is not where the family heirloom was. That was up in
the... They are like here or...
Yeah, oh, right, we're getting like a spell book.
No, it was more here.
Okay.
The sister wanted like a spell book or something, right?
Information about where a spell book.
Location of the spell book.
Okay. Yeah.
But we also knew that it is a...
Banshee.
Banshee, right?
Yeah, we want to ask her nicely.
With the silver comb.
Yeah, in exchange with a silver comb. If there were any magical things here, can I using detect magic to detect it?
You're not going to find anything.
Yeah.
Do we know anything about banshees?
I mean, if it's not there anymore, then I cannot detect anything, right? Maybe some residual magical power.
What is the distance of these squares on the map?
Oh gosh, that's a good question.
Several miles, I should think.
Give me a scale. It's pretty.
Yeah, Fendelin is.
Where's my scale? Where's my scale?
On the bottom of the map is the.
One hex is 5 miles.
Okay.
So it's about 2-3 miles out of town.
Okay,
so I say we head over to any points of interest out in the woods following this trail.
Yeah.
Following the advice. And then if we come across anything of interest, I can use my primeval awareness to sense whether any... But this is the problem. Aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, fays, fiends, or undead. Are any of those...
Banshee?
Covering Banshee.
No. And would I would... Make an intelligence check.
Oh, yeah, you're making
all of us.
There we go.
No, just Lillian. Lillian,
I am smart.
Dirty 20.
A banshee is most definitely an undead.
Okay.
Undead creature. If you have the ability to sense undead, you would be able to sense a banshee for sure.
If Banshee is on that, then can I cast Cure Wounds on her to...
No.
Holy...
Undead is affected by things like Turn Undead. Destroy.
Okay.
As an action, you can expend one slot per...
Yeah, so I have to spend a spell slot, so it's not something I'm going to just have at all times.
Mm.
But okay. I can use it to detect anything and figure out where they are.
Person within 1 mile of you.
Or 6 miles within 6 miles of your favorite terrain.
So which once you enter the forest.
Yeah, let's move to the edge of the forest and make you, and you can do that.
I mean, we should just move in. We wouldn't know how far into the forest this thing is without just going, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's what I'm saying. We'd stop at any thing that seems of interest, and then I can go ahead and use one of my 3 spell slots.
Okay.
All right. So you head into the woods, or you head down the trail and into the woods. You do arrive at the woods well before you encounter anything that you suspect might be a lair of anything. And you continue into the woods for maybe a mile or so. The forest starts to grow dark and still as the trail winds deeper into the trees. Heavy vines and thick layers of moss drape the branches
and the air is noticeably colder than when it was in the ruined village.
Mm-hmm.
Rounding a bend in the trail, you see a screen made from the warped branches of trees standing close together, woven into a dome-like shelter in the shadows. A low doorway leads inside.
Hmm. I want to cast Detect Magic with Ritual when...
I mean, you should probably not even bother and just let me do my Primeval Awareness. Because we know what we're looking for. Like, we were told specifically it's a Banshee. So I will do that.
Okay.
Although...
Can you...
That takes a spell slot. So
you cast Primeval Awareness... and you absolutely get the impression that there is an undead presence in the area. It is very close by. It is difficult to precisely pinpoint exactly where you are. And based upon your understanding of banshees, you figure it's difficult to pinpoint it without it actually manifesting itself.
Yep. Okay.
By the way, I'm a little bit confused. Do I still have my level 1 spell slot, or... I don't really understand if we have a full long rest or not. So
you did. Yeah, we had a long rest. Yeah.
Okay. So
you did. You have everything
after the second combat. Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah. Cool. That would be better.
All right. Yeah. So what would you like to do?
So I'll share with the team that I can feel their presence. And what do we want to do?
It's only one, right? It's not there, but only one, right?
Yeah, you only sense the presence of a single banshee.
And also, technically, it doesn't reveal the creature location or number.
Oh, it does. Okay, well, all right.
Hey, I tricked you. I'm so sorry. Oh, it doesn't reveal the creature's location or number. Sorry.
It's interesting. Okay. All right. I didn't fully read it. That's my bad. So you got additional information.
Okay. Nice.
So did we get the name from Sister Gorilla?
No, I think she said a banshee.
Agatha.
Sorry.
Agatha's the name of the banshee.
Okay. Because it's Agatha's lair. It makes sense.
The fact that the name is known is somewhat beneficial, right? Because it means that there's a possibility to have a conversation. Because someone did and left. Otherwise, it would just be a something that kills everything that shows up.
By the name Agatha, do I have any knowledge? Is it a famous villain, or is it any... Is it
make a history check?
Which check?
Make a history
check. History check. Okay, let me check where my history check is.
Seems like the type of thing we should have done prior to showing up to our house.
Natural 20. No, it's not.
And in fact, you may have. But no, you're not familiar with Agatha, with anybody named Agatha. You kind of get the impression from Sister Gorilla that she's a local celebrity, as it were, but not known as a terribly infamous or villainous creature.
And do I know for a banshee? Do I know its favor, like the taste, the smell, or the sounds they like?
Looks like Eagle Eye has taken matters into his own wings.
Nothing. So you fly up off the ground and you scream with. You don't nothing happens really. How long does Primeval Awareness last.
1 minute. For
1 minute. level of the spell slot.
Yeah.
So just a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll assume that stays within the minute. You know, and you don't, and you, Lillian, don't necessarily sense any change in the presence.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Eagle Eye, for your beneficial contributions.
I want to cast detect magic on the screen you describe. There are a vine woven as a screen, right? So
So the description is warp branches of you see a screen made of warp branches of trees standing close together, woven into a dome like shelter in the shadows. A low doorway leads inside. While it's not like a vertical or horizontal screen, like you might think of as a screen, it's kind of a door. You could make an investigation check if you want. Bala.
Branch hut.
I'm going to take out the silver comb. Agatha, we'd like to speak with you, please.
You feel kind of, Eagle Eye, you feel kind of drawn to the hut.
Drawn to the hut?
To that dome-like shelter.
And Tankrin just show up waving the silver comb, right? Did you do that?
Sorry, what did you do?
I think you took a slightly more tactical approach and said, Agatha,
I'd like to speak with you.
I'm here to speak with you?
Yeah.
And then presenting.
You get no response.
Is the light misting still occurring, or did it dry up? Can you produce flame to the hut?
I don't want to do that.
Oh, sure. The first out. Time you don't want to burn.
Also, Eagle Eye has let you know has told you that he feels like the presence is associated with the shelter somehow, and he is headed toward the entrance to the dome.
Oh my god! How?
Realistically, given the time, him. Might want to pause here.
Yeah.
This will be a short encounter.
Okay, that's fine too.
unless you really have a hard stop, in which case we can.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, I follow. I follow Eagle Eye. Behind
Eagle Eye. Okay. Eagle Eye. So get up to the dome, and I assume you duck your head and go inside. And as you
I'll go with him.
Okay.
Wait. To see what he says here.
Okay. All right. Great. So you duck your head and go inside. You're a pretty pretty big fellow with your wings and everything. So it's a little bit of a squeeze to get inside. But once you get in there, there's room. Sanswood and Tankrin, you said you're going to follow after.
Yeah, I follow after and use. I'm using my druid craft to have some flowers in my hands. Why Lily? In my hands.
As you walk inside, you see that this is a kind of a home of sorts that's sheltered within this dome. It's sparsely furnished with chests, shelves, a table, and a reclined couch. All of it is old and of elven craft. As you enter in,
an undead name.
And look ahead, about, sorry. And Bala calls out Agatha's name, the air grows cold, and a powerful sense of dread grips you. A cold, pale light flickers in the air,
rapidly taking on the form of a female elf. Developing a lisp here. Her hair and robes waving in a spectral wind. She might have been beautiful once, but a hateful expression twists her features now. "Foolish mortals," she snarls. "What do you want here? Do you not know it is death to seek me out?"
I present the flower in my hands and say, "Lady Algatha, this is a gift. We want to give it to you, and we want to talk to you a little bit."
You're offering the flowers to her?
Yeah.
What good are flowers to a banshee?
I don't know.
What good is a hut to a banshee?
Give me a persuasion check.
Okay.
Well, I assume the hut was where they were prior to being a banshee.
And she lets out a scream and she's like, "What good are flowers to me?"
Okay, so.
How about this? I say, holding out the comb.
In the throes of her scream as you pull out the comb, and it seems to settle her, and she kind of sits back or leans back, and a ghostly smile with cold amusement crosses her face, and she says, "Very well. I know you seek many things. Ask me one question for the comb, and I will give you an answer."
Go ahead. She don't like me.
So out of character now. So Sister Gabriella wanted to know the location of a spellbook. Was she more? Or any more the characteristics like it belong to or
Beau Gentles the spellbook. Beau Gentle is the name of the mage that owned the
spellbook. Beau Gentle
she wanted the location of it, but not.
And she wanted to know where the location of. Okay, so the location of Beau Gentle.
Close. You spelled gentle wrong, but.
Beau Gentle. All right.
So Beau Gentle is
we would like to know the location of Beau Gentle's spellbook, please.
She thinks that was many years ago. That was more than 100 years ago. But yes, I remember. I traded that book. I traded it to a necromancer named Sernoth, T-S-E-R-N-O-F-F-F.
I like how she's kind enough to spell it for us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. From the city of Ibor. Where is it? Ibor? Or something?
Would you be kind enough to spell that as well?
Yeah, of course not.
It's not where it is. It's more important to...
And it is fancy name.
Your banshee pronunciation is a bit difficult to follow.
There we go. I do not know what became of the book after that.
Good enough.
All right. Thank you very much. And I put the comb down.
Okay.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to get that go out.
And she kind of floats down and kind of her hand passes through the comb. The fact that she can't actually pick up the comb doesn't seem to bother her. Yeah. So... all right.
And I share this information to everyone, like Eagle Eye and Lillian.
Well, they were there.
They're not. Are they following?
Eagle Eye was the one who went into the place first.
Yeah.
And then Tancred, the only one who isn't there is Lillian.
I'm sharing that to Bravely.
But whose voice intruded saying, "Can you stall that, please?"
Okay.
We leave.
I also take away the lily. She don't like it, so I did not leave it in her.
The flowers, you mean?
Oh, the flowers.
Not Lillian, but the
lilies.
You can always give the lily to Lillian.
Yeah, and I give that to Lillian, saying, "Hey, the Banshee wants you to have this."
So the Banshee disappeared.
Yeah. She disappears after that, and the comb along with.
Okay, we leave. I leave the hut. I don't touch anything in it.
I did not touch anything either. I just went out. Yeah, I don't want to see.
Yeah, I ain't touching.
No, you are not inside.
All right. So you leave the lair. What do you do next?
We need to decide whether we want to head back to Phandalin and tell Sister Gerala, or do we want to try traipsing through the forest through these 5-mile-long hexes to try to find Cragmaw Castle.
We are all unharmed, right? That's fine.
I mean, our primary goal is to go to Cragmaw, so we should probably just continue on that path.
But those are big hexes, and we don't know where we're going.
Yep.
Explore.
Whereas we do know if we go from Phandalin, it's according to Droop, who we just had north.
So it's about here. This line?
No, from Phandalin.
Yeah, Phandalin is... Oh, Phandalin is here. I'm sorry. So it should be here, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of the range he put it in, yeah. He seemed to indicate it's several miles into the woods. But you didn't get the impression it was closer to the edge than it was, say, up here. So it's kind of, not too far into the woods, but it is a few miles.
I want to go here to take a look if there are any trail or any other things here.
Well, that'll be a good day's worth of journey, and you're halfway through the day. By this point, it's early afternoon. You could probably comfortably make it back to Canterbury, and it'll be late afternoon, or you could head down. You could follow either through the woods or on the outskirts of the woods and head down toward that area if you chose not to take the Tribor Trail.
We know the trail.
I will say that if we stay in the forest, I have a lot of advantages.
Yeah. So
you can tell us for a minute whether there's an undead or a celestial or a dragon nearby.
I can do all of these things.
And also for your previous primeval.
Yeah, but that takes a spell slot for 1 minute. So
when you were doing that, you only sensed one undead, right? So that means
I sensed that
there was undead present.
And I assume there's it doesn't really make sense to just say there's a dome of 6 miles in which I could detect anything. Probably some reasonable limits exist, but it would just be general.
All right, then. But I like the idea of staying in the forest since I'm a forest.
I'm just saying that staying in the forest, in particular for me at least, and a lot of these things actually apply to the party. Like we're not slowed by difficult terrain. I can actually separate from the group and walk 200 feet ahead of the group or 100 feet or whatever. And I'm double my proficiency bonuses. I can travel stealthily at a normal pace, etc.
Yeah, I like the idea. I'm a forest one, so
we can do the same thing if we head back and then just get into the forest, right? Once we start in the forest, it would be the same thing down here. Right. So I'm not opposed to traveling back.
I'm thinking traveling back, but in the forest we're traveling back. I mean,
too slow.
Oh, it'll be slower then. Oh, I see.
You're also aware that as dangerous as the Tribor Trail was,
the forest might be more dangerous.
Journeying the same distance in a forest, especially a large forest like Neverwinter would, could be even more dangerous.
Oh yeah, because the sight can be blocked by trees and you cannot see things.
Well, just other monster types.
Live in woods.
Mm. Yep.
I see. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah. Why don't we break for now and
yep.
do next time?
Yeah. Are you guys gonna camp in Conaberry? Is that what the thinking is? Or are you gonna just stay here?
I mean, if we have the time to travel back to Conaberry and camp there, I think that makes sense. And then that's where we
can restart. I don't think it affects your decision too much.
It doesn't.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming you're in Conaberry. You find the relative safety of Conaberry. You feel like it gives you a little extra.
Some kindling for Sandswood as well.
Yeah. I think there's a pile of clothes, right? I used.
Yeah, there you go.
And burned it.
Yeah, well, it's all wet now because it's been drizzling all day.
Cast a lot of times to dry it and then burn it.
And your evening goes peacefully, and we'll pick up in the next morning, in Conaberry.
Okay.
Everybody, 300 experience points.
Nice.
For all your combat and
story points.
Story points and all that good stuff.
Yay.
1355 and 1305.
1355. Yeah.
Yep.
Halfway to level 4. No, it's
not. No.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, it depends on how you
count halfway it. To halfway to level 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Want to stop the recording?
Down the recording real quick.